is entering the conference.
You're here.
I heard your voice there.
Yeah, they had an emergency. They called up. You know, this is for the first time they're going to Austin instead of.
Yeah, I know. I told you.
Yeah. So the guy calls up here. He got a call from the sugar company. The rabbi here has to go out there and check their sugar.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're never going to be able to get it on Friday and have the thing done. So I guess I should call
it. When are you supposed to run, Friday?
Supposed to run Monday.
Monday, yeah.
So, but I'm supposed to go out there Friday. I made up with them. I'm going to come Friday morning. So check the tanks and things. They're going to fill it up Saturday. But they'll have the all ingredients.
Have you ever been out there since? You know how far it is?
There years ago.
Yeah, remember one while they were doing some construction over here.
Yeah.
But I know it's right near our town. Griffith is right over there.
It's 127.
That is both the highest accident rate. When you exit the expressway there, the highest accident rate in the Chicago area.
I talk to you.
I make it feel good, doesn't it? Are they running any cans this year?
I don't know what they're running. I didn't get the papers from the people here. I don't know why they didn't give them. I don't know what they're running.
Did you ask anybody for it?
No.
That might be one. That's a possibility.
Yeah, well, I said about that. Anyway, I called them back now. He called him here, so they told me he's here. So I spoke to him. I had to call him back. And he said that they were told the rabbi has to come out there. And
they have to
send you a letter stating that it's from the rabbi and so on. Oh, now he understands a little better. But
who's got your contact there? I heard his name.
Tiberius. Somebody that's in a hurry to go to the other world. It's Ron Tiberius.
He wasn't your coach plant over here.
Never, never.
Maybe he was with Dr. Kepper at one time.
I asked him now if he knows Kevin over there at the plant. He was in touch with Kevin.
I asked if he knows me. I know from somewhere. I know that name.
When I told him, I'll call him back tomorrow afternoon just to find out what's going on.
If you'd like to send the Kashrut Commission, you would post your record.
Is there a Kashrut Commission?
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night is Thursday. What's tomorrow night? Thursday night.
6:30.
Oh, thank you. Let me check my calendar. I have to check with Rabbi Chandeloff and my calendar. 6:30. 6:30 should be okay. I'm having lunch with my footman, the grandparents of Mike Shenfield, the grandfather of the boy, and I'm the grandfather of the girl that married one another. Yeah. So we're going to
so whatever it is, Michael.
All right.
I followed your advice.
But you see how
we're all going to be bringing more chairs.
That's why I came, so I could make sure to get a chair.
Yes.
Look, serve up a drink, should we have 10 minutes of coffee?
Yeah, well, I like the way he marches in.
That's what he wants. He's stronger. I can't get him to be he's got none of the Bibles, but Jack, he's got all the Bibles.
He should be a Yekka. He should be waiting outside for the time.
Yeah, absolutely. That was true also.
That's the story that he used to tell about Jacob Schiff, the famous philanthropist. He was a real Yekka. He had an appointment. He would be there 10 minutes before. He would wait outside with his passion ur, and when exactly at the time, he would walk in. Not a minute before.
I want to tell you a true story. My first wedding of a child was my daughter, Honey, who spent 3 years in Mikvah Olam, graduated from that program. And Mishkovsky, from Parshasidim.
Yeah, I know them. Know that. Of course.
Mishkovsky, there's a Shloina, his brother, who was a CPA in Haifa.
Uh-huh.
Nina Mishkovsky. The wife was very active and knew us.
So Mishkovsky was this of Elia Mishkovsky, the Rosh Yeshiva?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know him.
Yeah, before he was brother, Shloina, was in Haifa.
Yeah. So David was the executive director.
She knew Honey. She knew us, and she had met us. And she thought that she had a boy for him. So she called up Leah and said, I recommend this. Leah said, you call her, don't call me.
Yeah.
So she called her.
That's not how it works today. You call the mother today.
She couldn't say no to her because she knew them. So she went out with them. And didn't make herself look presentable because she set out and this is probably nothing anyway.
Yeah.
When she came back, she said, it was all right, but I don't think he'll call me again.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, he did call her. So she got dressed up and so forth, and the end result was that they decided they want to get married, but he has to meet the family. So Leah came, came to Yerushalayim and made an appointment. He's coming 6 o'clock to the apartment to meet her.
Yeah.
I wasn't here. I was in America. So, 6 o'clock on the button. On the button. He rang the bell.
Uh-huh.
Later, he told us that he walked around the block 4 times to make sure that he was either 6 o'clock. Well, listen, he's a Breuer. He's a grandson of Yitzchak Breuer.
Well, there you are.
You can't get more yet than that.
No. But he's the principal of that Sefer Horeb and Katamon.
The famous school.
Yeah. He's very good. He's truly, truly
fantastic.
No,
that's a high school. But Horeb?
Yeah.
Oh, so it is
about the same thing.
But the girls one there, the boys is like anyway, that was the story with him. He wouldn't go any place without a tie and a jacket.
Today he goes
with a shirt.
All right, Milton Poland, always.
Yeah,
brilliant. Jay Carton too. Always with a tie, no matter how hot, no matter where he is, always a tie and jacket.
So should we wait another couple of minutes maybe, or is it just too late already? He'll be on time. Frank will be on.
I don't want to do that. Let's start.
Yeah, because I have to leave. I'm in a meeting after this. Somebody has to pick me up. Today, the topic of the shiur, as I mentioned, has to do with Tainus Esther. Now, what I've done, more or less, is sort of been malakate from two sources that gave shiurim related to Tainus Esther that have very great similarities, but not exact. One is from my own Rebbe, Rabbi Yosef Ben Soloveitchik Zal. Another one from the printed work of Zolti Zal, whom I knew, two from Yerushalayim. And they have the same, it's Ka'ein, but not exactly, but it's the same, you see, the same Tfisa and Musag of how they understand the ending. So let's start, first of all, with here in Hilda's Megillah, then in Tophrei's Pevav, a week from tomorrow, near Tashem, is Tainus Esther, because it's not Erev Purim, because Purim is on Sunday, so you can't have the Tainus on Shabbos. So, the Chanukah of Purim, I'm looking at the Mechaber, Mutar Reisanus Lifneihem Ula Achreihem. That's a din actually that comes out of Inyan of a whole discussion about Megillus Tainus. You know, Megillus Tainus is that document from the earliest times, from the, what you say, from the earliest Tanoim, that mentions all of the days that you were not allowed to have hespedim and not allowed to have tanesim. So a lot of them were bottled. Israel were bottled. Chanukah and Purim were not bottled, as far as celebration is concerned. And as a result of what he's saying, it's mutzah laisanus lifneihem ulachreihem. You're allowed to have a tainus before and afterwards. Although the machlekes, we're not going to emphasize this aspect of it. But nowadays, nisaning the yud gimel ba'ador. Now yud gimel ba'ador is not in the Tanakh. It's not there in the Tanakh directly. But you have in Tanakh four taneshim midibri kabbalah, what is called the same hashvi, that same gedalia, same rashiri, that's the Sora Batavis, same Hachamishi, that's Tammuz, and same, what do you have, Tremuri, and then same Hachamishi. You have there both Yezid Yeshiva, also the Tammuz and Tishba. They are mentioned clearly in Tanakh, mentioned in Yemiro, mentioned in Malachim. Now, so Misani, but what about Yud Gimel Adar? Sani Yud Gimel Adar, Imhal Purim, the Allah, the Shabbos, Magdim and Risanus Vyeng Chamishi. So we go, instead of being Magdim to Erev Shabbos, so we go all the way back to Thursday. And so now the Ramah says there's a chilik, there's a basic chilik in Afgamina between Tainus Esther and the other Tanation. But the Tainus Zu ain't a favor. It's not a favor. The pain, yes, the hokobo, the ace
at Sarah. What would you call it? Mini?
What? Well, well, this is the whole thing, how we have to define it.
The terminology is Tanakh.
Yeah. In other words, the idea is, there's a, it seems if Tempashta is a minute to fast on that day, but it's not such a chay where it's like written in Divri Kabbalah, this is a tainus, you know, the tainus of that same Hashvi or Siri and so forth. It's not. So what are the Nafkaminas? The chay, yes, the Hakabol, the Esa Terek again. The ubos or manikos, the pregnant women or nursing women or lefelish ainbo sakon even, but I feel like kovei and ayin. Shem etzarim harbe lo yisano. The yifru acharka.
It's good up to here. It's up to here. It's good.
Yeah, that's right. Yifru acharka. But the question is, we'll take a look. That Mishnah Berurah has summed up what Ramah means on what things like yes lahokabo, whether le'eis hatzeiros. Does that refer to Me'ubos or Manikos? We'll see that according to the Poskim, they said there's no, not even an Etzem Chiyuv on Me'ubos or Manikos. It's a, they're completely mufkos from that. Whereas another Tanaisim, it would yesh lo hokeil because of Tsar and so forth. But we'll see that in a moment. And then it's Avoshar B'riyim lo yifushu min atibur and so forth. B'im chal purim b'yom alav, sh'misanim b'yom hei shil fono, the chalbo bris mitlis mila mutal echel ala mila ulamah b'yom vav yisanova echlin. Now just take a quick way. I've underlined just a few things in the Mishnah Berurah, which is a summary, of course, of the Paskin. Why nisanin yud gimel be'adar? What is it? We call it Tainus Esther, but it's really not the Tainus that Esther did. It's not the Tainus that Esther did. Like she said that 3 days shleish shayim tumu alai. You know, that's what she said. You asked the Jewish people, Tumah Alai, and that was on Pesach. That was one of the times that Tainus was Deicha Pesach. The whole Maisa with Haman and the Shkolim and everything else happened on Pesach, on that particular time. So, Misani Miyud Gimel Abba'adik, if you make Mordechai, you ask the Nikola B'yom Yud Gimel B'adar, because that was the time when the poor, the Gael, fell on the Jewish people to do the massacre, you know, the Hashem the Gzeva. La Ri Lochem, Li La'amel on Nafsham, Ve Yitzchicha Levakish Rachmim V'tachnunim. I'm reading there the Mishnah. Shiyazem Hashem Li Nochem Ne'eveim, Matzinik Shoyim Yom Nolchama, Shoyim Esanim. Shein Omer Lazal, Shemesh Rabbein Omer Shon, the Yom Shinilva Namole, Hoye Mesana. Being came, Bavada, Gambi, May Mordechai, Hoye Mesana, the Yoshi Yom. Lachain, Nogu, Ko Yisrael, Isanos, Yud Gimel Biyadra, the Nikra Tainus Esther, Joy Lifka, Shashem Yisbura, Hoye Vashamea Kodish, the Eight Tor, also Kashi Yisana, the Yoshua Lashem, the Hol of Bobo, Kamosha Osa, the Yomim Hahain. And he talks about Lisanos v'yom hay. Why don't we go to Erev Shabbos? If we're pushing it back from Sunday, why don't we do it Erev Shabbos? We have a tainus in Erev Shabbos. That's all the Davis comes out of that. We don't push it away. So he's saying, yeah, Erev Shabbos ain't craving tainus b'tchila. Because here, since it's already a alachatila, we don't do mitmei kvod Shabbos. The teacher regilim b'tainus lema slithas et tachnunim v'el Shabbos lo yitom and lasas kain the teacher lo yuchlu l'itroach v'fei Shabbos. The misho yivadeh v'shocha sh'mesanim b'yom hei v'yocha v'olai l'bo l'beisoi v'shona sh'oilom yisano ayen yisano l'amor v'el Shabbos. And then he talks about certain things that happen that on Shabbos are there of Purim, you don't say t'kosfa, and so forth. Anyhow, the question is here on what the Ramah says. Going back, the Ramah says that Tainus Esther is not any type of a chayva. Now, there is a Be'er HaGlor. The Be'er HaGlor comes and says that that it's a Tainus Kavuahu. In other words, if it's a tainus kvua, meaning almost you're putting him almost in the status of a divrei kabbalah or so forth, he's disagreeing. And he points to certain mekayvus in the shining. The Be'er HaGlor mentions actually that the Ravid, and it depends. Ravid says so. We'll see where the Ravid is quoted. He's quoted in Aran. We'll see the Aran in tainus. But at the same time, the question is, when it says in the Megillah, and that's going to be the whole focus point, back and forth, the Hekira, when it says that the Am Yisrael Kiblo Aleim, as the Indian of the Megillah, as Yemei HaPuri Ma'ela, Kedivre Atsemes V'Zakochem. What Tsemes are they talking about? Are they talking about the Tsemes of the Divrei Kabbalah? Or they talk about something else. That's going to be the whole focal thing. In fact, Rav Yoshe Be'er starts out and he says this whole discussion that whether it's they have to make a chakira, is Tainus Esther part of the Hemshech of Inyonim of Divrei Kabbalah? In other words, that it's a fixed Tainus like the other Tanesim. So if it's a fixed Tainus like the other Tanesim, we're faced with a little bit of a problem. And what is the problem? Because I'll just jump ahead to it. If you take a look on the sheet number 2, it's a famous medrash that is quoted by the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Megillah, Perek Beis. Look what it says. Kol sikrei hanaviim v'kol haksubim asidim livokteil l'meis ha-Mashiach chutz me-Megillah Esther. V'harehi kayemes v'chamisha chum sheitzayor kehilchus shel pechalochus shel teru shabal peh sheinem b'teilem liyolom. V'af al pi shekol zichon atzoros yevotel shenemer ki nishru atzoros v'shenes ki nishru mi'enai. Yemei ha-purim lo yevatlu. Because the Pasuk says shenemer yemei ha-purim e'ela lo yavru mitoch ha-yehudim v'zichon lo yosef mizaro. So it's talking about Yemei HaPurim. So the question that Rabbi Yoshe Be'er has, very interesting chakira. If you say Mayim, and that's the key to the whole understanding of Tainus Esther. Is Tainus Esther a part of the Yemei HaPurim? Is it included in the dinim of Yemei HaPurim? And if it's concluded by the din of Yemei HaPurim, it's not going to be bottled. But it's not going to be bottled. Whereas the other Tainesim we know, even the Pasuk says, Yehoshu, from Yogon, Lesimcha, all the time, the four Arbor Tainesim. In other words, in the future.
Well, more chummer than the ones that are.
That's right. There'll be more chummer than that. That's the concept over there. See, the Gamor says ain't a chaver, but others will say that maybe it's more chummer. So if it's more chummer, and how come the Gamor has these coolers? That's a problem. How come he has all of these coolers? I mean, he says ain't a chaver, but how do we understand that? And in face of this particular type of chaver, where does Tainus Esther fit in? As far as when it comes to the Yemei HaPurim, we say it's never going to be bottled. If it's included Yemei HaPurim, so that's not going to be bottled. Then the question is, well, if it's not going to be bottled, why don't we have the fullness of Tainus on it? So you have the different discovery. We have to take a look here, what we have in the, take a look at sheet number, where are we here?
Three.
Take a look at sheet number three. And we look there, it's in the Rambam. Perek Hay in Hilchos Tainius, and it's Halacha Hay of the Rambam. And it goes on to number four. Nogu Kol Yisrael, Bizmanim Eil. He's talking to them, you know, post Korban and everything, post Talmudic time, Lisanis, number four. Now he mentions Uvi Yud Gimel B'Adar. Now look at his language. Zecher Latinus Shehisano B'Yemei Haman. Notice the language. He doesn't say, he says it's a reminder of a Tainus in the time of Haman. Shenema Divrei HaTzeimus V'Zakosa. So according to the way the Rambam is learning shot in the Pasuk, it doesn't refer to the Dalad, Tanais and Divrei Kabbalah, but it refers to the Tainus of that they did in the time of Haman. The Im Chal Yud Gimel B'Adar Liyos V'Shabbos Magdimim Amistanim L'Chamisha Shehu Yud Aleph. That's what he's saying. Avo Echad Mi'Aboy Yemei HaTzeimus Shechal Liyos V'Shabbos Deichen Eisai Li'Acha HaShabbos After Shabbos. And then he says, if one of those other Tanaisim Chal Liyos V'El Shabbos Mistanim V'El Shabbos. So the question now, first of all, the idea is, well, why? It's obvious. It's obvious. Purim comes out on Sunday. Tainus Esther should be on Shabbos. Obvious, you can't be deichet later. If you're deichet later, on Purim you're going to fast. So you have to be deichet earlier. Well, if you're deichet earlier, why do we go all the way to Hay? Why not Erev Shabbos? Like, that's a major problem now, which we'll see that there's even a machlekes v'shanim about it. But whether, I mean, we're noeg that we do it on Hay the Shabbos. But there are machlekes, there are v'shanim, we'll see shortly, we'll mention who they are, that say that they're deicha tainus Esther to Erev Shabbos. That's what they'll say. But going on further is, there's something else that we have to consider, the nature of this tainus Esther. So, now, there's a Chubas HaGaining that is brought in the Eitz HaGaining. The law of our fellow ages, I'll quote it, in the Eitz HaGaining. It's in the Shilas and Chubas and the Gillah. It's Eitz Lamed Hay. He said, Yesh Deya, there is a Deya, sounds strange. The Bishana Muberis, like now, he says, Nisana Tainus Esther Gam B'Adar Rishon. That's what it says. And Umizeh Nira the Shayach, he says, Dean Tainus Esther, in other words, B'Telus Kiyum, in other words, it's like a fulfillment of a B'Tmei Atzmo. It's a separate type of a type of an Inyan that it has to be done. Yeah, that's right, an Inyan. Below Rak, the Torah's Chalik Miyamei HaPurim, because it was the Chalik Miyamei HaPurim, it should be in the second. They said they surpassed it all for them. So, according to that, they, Yitochen Lema, so that should become bottled. If it's like the Divrei Kabbalah, and it's separate from Purim itself, in that second time, it should become bottled, like all the other Tanaisim. Cavens, because the Klal is into the Tevis Tainus. It's not anything that is Shayach actually to the Census Bureau. Now, the question is the following, that the Tynus, in that Sefer, Megillus Tynus, which talks about those days, which originally was celebrated as a type of a holiday, we have record of that. They celebrated certain census of a year, like there was a day of Nicanor, when they defeated in the time of the Hashmonaim, this Greek general was over. They called the Yom Nicanor. Or there was a Yom Turinus. All of these particular days, there were days. Once, as when we say Butler, Megillus, Tynus, all those days fade away. It's like any other a day. You can have a fast day, you can have a spading. But Hanukkah and Purim remain. The question is, what about this Inyan of coming back to then to Tynus Esther? Did they fast? Actually, in other words, we're saying that they did it before Purim. Now, the Ran mentions, I have here run off the Ran from Tynus. There it is, number 5. What are we saying here? He quotes here of Ivid, where they were shining, like all the way up there. Look on the top, where Abzulachia HaLevi, that's the Balamor. Amos, you may have proven, Divi Kabolahim, his nation Nifta the Sipri HaKadosh. Then Tzrich and Chizuk, Kidaminim, the Kamad Rosh Hashanah, Gabi Yemsh and Ergenberg, Gadai and Achikam. The Gamzain and Achubra, Nifnei, Shehikshu, the Yerushalmi, Ayom Nikanor, Letu Atmo, Otter, Nifnei Yom Yudalit, Kamoshe Kasabna. But the Yom Nikanor was a question whether it conflicted with a day of Purim. Alma, Yom Shalifnei Purim, is Otter, Mishum, in other words, you can't do anything, Mishum, the Lo Mikra, Dibe Kabbalah, Elamash and Amr al Pi Novi, El Megillus Esther, Lav al Pi Novi Namor, Elisha Efsha Latara, Salem, the Hosam Yerushalmi, Losvira, the Dibe Kabbalah, Ain and Shiz and Fizik. And then he brings here from one of the other Rishainim, Lav al Begillah, Noni, Zal Omru, the Apple God, the Medina, the Alma, the Shmuel, the Jevon, Allah, the Jevon, the Shemhori, came in the Kaimalon, the Botla, Megill, Megillus, Tainus, Alma Daikna Shokhafani Lohoke Ulabatil. Ulafira Apo Pishalo Bitlu Khaniki Upurim. And what about the day before? That's what the Machaber brought. That the day before you can do something, before Hesper, the Tynus, or so forth. He says, Daiwana Risto Kishmul Shapatu Lohoke Shingam Yil, the Omelis Main Life Fame is Mutta. So that's what he brings down. Later on, he brings actually the Raivad. The Raivad, basically, it's a whole Adikas over here, but basically what the Raivad kind of is that the Deen of Tynus Esther is a type of a Chiyuv that is part of an extension of Simchas Purim. It's included in Yemei Purim. If you say that Yemei Purim is never bottle, so Megillus Tynus won't be bottle. Tynus Esther will not be bottle. So if that's the case, why do we have all these schoolers? I mean, the Ramor, you can do this, but that itself is a swara. Because if it's a part of the extension of Yemei Purim, it's not like an ordinary Tynus. In an ordinary Tynus, you have all of the hummus about to be machmer when it comes to the person eating or drinking, and we'll see that even extended with other things. So, but Yemei Purim, the Megill, Tynus Esther would be different. Like, where do we see that there's a Nafkamina on by Tanasing? In other words, we know, for example, if you start with the most extreme Tynus that we have, Yom Kippur, you have Inuyim, by the Inuyim. It's not what we call a day of Avelus, but I always describe Yom Kippur is not sad, but it's serious. It's a serious day. That's what I have described. No Achil of Ishtiyah, Gerovia Nuim, Yerushasandu, Tashmish Shamita, and you have also the wearing of all the Anuyim are the Lechitza Shaltainik. Those are all the things that are part of that. Now, so there are no what we call Idunim, no acts are really of pleasure. Now take another Tainus. Take a Tainus of any Tainus that's even celebrated or commemorated, Tainus of Shumming that the Gemara talks about, or someone that goes into a Tainus. To take a look at the language of the Rambam, let's see, I have here on the sheet. Take a look at number 6. Kol Ashori B'Tainus. Anyone is in a Tainus. He's talking about any kind of Tainus. Vein Shohayim Esano Al Tzor Rosso. O Al Chalemer. Vein Shohayim Esano Natsibur Al Tzor Rosso. Arei Zer Lo Yinhog Idunin Li Atmo. V'lo Yoko Roisho V'lo Yisa Meir V'Tayv Leiv. Ela Deyeg V'Einen Ki'inin Shanema Ma Yisanin Odom Chai Gevo Chatov. Is, and then he's talking about mutalo litom as a tafsu, just to taste a feel of the day with ease, ushalo yibla, elatayim opele, and so forth. Shocha v'yocha, mashling tanizi, so doesn't break the times. But what he's pointing out, many times, I'll give you an example of people that ask for shilas, even in, say, in the modern times. People ask, well, tshivasa batamus is the beginning of the 3 weeks. Let's just talk about that. Can I go to the beach? So in principle, we would say there's no isa with isa. When I take a shower and shiva asa batama, certainly. When I wash clothes, certainly. You know, I mean, all those things that are later on are asa. So, but if you follow the principle that if you're shori in a tainus, whether it's saying gadai or something, it's not a time to make an enjoyous, to have a party of some sort without eating. Or joyous event.
Just because A is forbidden.
Yes. Does that mean that you have to, the Yoko Reisha, it's serious. It's a serious thing. Whereas, that this is the Chilik news that we want to make. Rav Yashar Ber says it, Rav Zolti says it. They said it without one, whether one read the other. I don't know what it is. So, they both said, but Tainus Esther is a day has an element of Simcha. Why? Because it's an extension of Yom Kippur. That's why we're Yom Kippur. The reason why we're there is that Tainus is a zecher to the Mokhama and so forth. But it's not something that is takes as oppressive that it should go into when you're talking about avelas that were done at that time.
And
what we're doing.
That's the fastest thing he has. A person misses a field because he's sick afterwards. Doesn't
yeah.
They have to hold up wounds.
Well, yeah, but
that's what you missed it.
Yeah, that's right. Well, basically,
oh, it's not above the carbon.
Yeah,
why do you have to make it up?
Well, that's the different thing when it says here about lo yipru.
Yeah.
The Mishnah Brewer says it doesn't go on the chayla movers and senekas.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. Just doesn't refer to, but they're whooping
it. It's like kushrin zechuya.
That's right. It's complete heter, actually. And then someone that does that, you find the women want to do that, but it really, there's no really obligation on it. In fact, even by other Tanaisim, it says we're making for Ubers and Manikas, but they're doing it to fast. It doesn't say that by Tainus Esther. It's completely Tzvi Hufka out of there. So that would be a nafkamina between Tainus Esther and others, because it's altogether a kiyum of Simchas Purim. And its extension, we call it, maybe I shouldn't use the word Simchas Purim, it has an element of Yemei Purim, which has that element of Simchas. It's not the ordinary type of Tainus. It's only a Zecher for that particular amount of time. That's the way it's represented there. Now, the whole Shir, a good part of that, of the Shir from Rav Yosher Ber, is in the Sefer of Harei Kedem, which I referred to before. It's in two volumes. Actually, this sefer is not from anybody from the direct family. It's actually related through Chitun, however it is. There was he still was around. I think Rabbi Michal Shurkin. He attended shiurim for years from the Rav, and he went through them and he printed them under that particular rubric. His father was someone that I knew, was well known, was a great Talmud Chacham. Rav Yankov Meisher Shurkin was a Radon Talmud. He was a contemporary of my brothers-in-law's when they were in Radon. The Pupkos, they said he was the outstanding Ari Shebechabur and all of that. Very sharp. Later became Rosh Yeshiva in Chaim Berlin Yeshiva. He was one of the outstanding. What?
In New York.
In New York, yeah. I knew him. He used to come when I lived in Brooklyn a while. There used to be a gathering of Istadus Talmidei Yeshivas Radon. I had nothing to do with that, but my brother-in-law said, you can come along. And who used to give a share there? The uncle. I mean, it's my late relative's uncle, Rav Trop. Naftali Trop's father, Avraham Trop, was a Rosh Hashiva in Radon. His father was the world famous Reb Naftali Radoner. That's what Naftali was named after. He was a Gaon, the famous Gaon, everything else, and a Shurim, legendary Magid Shir. So this Shurkin collected all of the, he heard all of the Shurim, and they're well organized. So of course, he has a disclaimer. If any mistakes in there, you attribute to him, not to the but they're very well. It's presented in a way that you can easily understand all of the Hekiris and the Hezbeirim and everything that goes with it. So coming back to this, we see that Tainus Esther is different than all of the others, if you say that has that element of Yemei Purim. It has a Yemei Purim, so therefore it's not going to be bottled. Whereas all the other Sanhedrin are going to be bottled and carrying out the words of the Rambam. Interesting, the Rambam's explanation, when he talks about Purim and made famous with Zakosom, when he includes that together, he's learning that only in the context of Purim. The Rav Derov quotes that the Eben Ezra doesn't learn it that way. The Eben Ezra, in Megillas Esther, the passage of Divrei HaTzemes, it goes on the Dalat HaNesim. Just so you can't make this whole cheshma. Dalat HaNesim, Shein, and Divrei Kabbalah. And the Kabbalah, Saposik Lema, the Kamo, Shatainus Elu, Medivrei Kabbalah. Tach Hein Yemei HaPurim, Hein Divrei Kabbalah. It's not like the Raivad, who says that's different. They said that Tainus Esther is not included in that Divrei Kabbalah. So anyhow, going any further, here you have another situation that there's a shita that Rav Zolti brings down. There's a shita that says that the reason, the reasoning for making Tainus Esther on Thursday, if just says very simply, you can't make it on Sunday because it's Purim, so you go back. So they say it's on Thursday. But the Mordechai says it should be on Friday. See, on Yom Vov. That's what the Mordechai says. And that particular thing.
Those that observe, like, the Shemaim, 15 days in the day. Why don't you have the day before? Because you can't have it because it's still Purim.
You can't go a day before. There will be Purim. It'll be your dollar. It can't be Purim. But there's another interesting point when we talk about, because the Rambam has said, we learned it in the Rambam, when im chal shleisha osa bi'ad aliyah b'shabbos, what do we say? Magdinim u'mesanim b'chamis ishu achad osa. There are other Rishonim that disagree with that. They disagree directly. Some. Who are they? The Ochus Chaim. That's one of the G'daymen of Lunel, one of Chachmi Lunel. And also the Kolba, one of the Rishonim. That is the Kolba. They said, adaita mesanim b'erev shabbos. Now, what's the whole reason? Why is there that machlekes between that Erev Shabbos or so forth? I mean, why do we have to jump all the way to hay? So, the way the Rav gives the Hezbollah is the following. He says, we have to understand, when a Tainus is pushed aside, when there's a Nitzah, what is the pshat of that Nitzah? Is it the, in other words, is it the im hayom hachodesh, if the new day that you're going to establish the timus, you're not getting rid of the timus, you're just pushing aside, it can't be on that particular day, because let's say it's on Shabbos, and so forth. So is it the kiyum of a din timus, but it's nitzah, you know, because it can't take place on Shabbos, for example. So it's not a new takana. It's just memela. Can't do it. Push it to the next day. That's it. Or is it the din taina is, or is it a new takana altogether? Or is it din taina sacha legamra? So it's a separate type of takana that when tainus calls on Shabbos, you fast another tainus because that's a special takana.
So, okay, isn't there another approach you might take?
Yeah.
Since he says that this Titus is not connected to Purim, this was the Eftis Titus. We call it Titus.
You're right.
This was the Eftis Titus. But Chazal, when they made the Takara of having a Titus, that was part of the Takara. It's Yud Gimel, except if Yud Gimel falls on
it's okay, yeah, on yeah, because on Shabbos.
That's
yeah.
all part of
yeah,
the Titus. They're not removing. That is the.
Yeah, well, he wants to, but he wants to understand what is the concept always of the chiyah. Is it a concept is that that's mamela? So if you say mamela, like what all the other tanaishim, Ashiva, Sabatamas, Atishiva, Kaman, Shabbos would say many times, do you have a nitcha, the yom rishon? That's mamela. That you don't have to create anything new. But he's saying that if the concept of nitcha is that you're making a takona hadasha, that's what he's saying. It's like din tainus acha legamrei, it's a tainus bitnei atzmei. In other words, so if the dechia is something the mela, so it's like part of the tainus. It's nitzah to the day that is closest to it. Nitzah to the day that's closest to it. What's the day closest to it? Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos, it's nitzah to Sunday. That's the closest day. You don't go back. Why? Because Agdumi Parnisa, because the Gemara asked that question. You're not Magdin either of Inish, or Magdin Inish Purnia Puranis Lamatra. That's the whole concept in general. It has other areas in Aloha. But if it's a Sinus Esther, and it's all, if you thought that reason, so what's the closest day to the time that the Tainus should have fallen out? El Shabbos. Should have been, so that's the way it should have been done. So those who are shining that hold that it should be on El Shabbos, they hold that spur. That it's just a thing that is Manela, and it's on that particular day. But if you hold that the Takona Chadosha, so certainly the Chazal, the Chatkila, if they're making a new Takona, if they have the opportunity to shift it, they're not going to make it El Shabbos. They'll shift it the day before. That's the way he has that particular answer. Now listen to this astounding anhaga that he brings from the Zeta of the Chaim Blitzker. You know, the Blitzker have their mahalchus. So here's a pelodic anhaga when you stop to think about it. That you have a machlekes of a shining, whether Tainus Esther as a nitzah, which a nitzah earlier, is on Erev Shabbos or on Thursday. So machlekes. You have those sheetahs that are brought. A couple of sheetahs are saying that, you know, that inconsequential. I mean, we know Lamaisa that Rambam paskins that you have it on Thursday, but others paskin on A. So it said when, so he brings here from the Zeta, from the Chaim, when Tainus Esther, like this year, like next Thursday, they would be, have Tainus Esther, they would be reading the Torah, which is like part of the Chavis Ayin of the Tainus. So Reb Chaim would never allow himself to be called up to the Torah. Why? Because he was chashish for the other sheet of the Shanim that it should have been on Erev Shabbos. So if he's called up to the Torah, makes a bracha, he would feel that it's a bracha of Atolah. It goes into a suffix. That's how far he says it. He brings in this quote. I mean, high time a Moran are gone in a time zal, ichmir, lo lalas the Torah, the tainus tiber, Shenitches lehei b'Shabbos. Why? Nisafek hashita sanal. The ikur hatainus he b'yom rov.
I was never so aware that the risky shita was so considerate of others. I haven't seen anything to worry about what the others say.
Well, he's talking. But that's what Chaim didn't tell other people to do.
Himself.
So this is one of the two things that, in general, is made in the world. They talk about the blissful of the blissful of the. Doesn't mean that you have to do that. He didn't proclaim this for everybody to do it, Allah al-Maisa. He did it for himself. That's where all the troubles come out with all these hummus sometimes. Many times they try to hide it. But here, I guess in the family, he knew it. He got it down with the ceremony, probably to his father, Amesha. But he said, the time was that if it was on that day, he would not want to be called, he let it be worried. He was not called to the Torah. And that's the reasoning behind it. Because maybe it's not even, it should not be on that day. It should not be on that day. He doesn't want to go, you know, he was so machmir for himself on Chumash in Halacha, he didn't want to be over on that. That was his Yiru Shemayim. That was his Briskadev. That's all. That's a particular point of view that he makes on that. So whatever it is, but it does give explanation, the general approach, however it is, the flaw. Tainus Esther is in a definite separate category that we see that the very fact that you can make these certain coolers in it and so forth because it's an extension of Yemei HaPurim. And Yemei HaPurim does not have any element of being bottled. It's a permanent thing, and Tainus Esther is an extension of that. So that's fundamentally they bring the same, many of the same sources down. There also is a Yerushalmi, the Rav does not bring it, but Avigdolti brings a Yerushalmi there from the first parak of Tainus, and the basic language of, basic Mahalach of the Yerushalmi is that, again, that there's a Nafkamina between Tainus Esther and other Tainasim, which are Midivei Kabbalah. So that backs that particular language that the Dean, because in the Yerushalmi, is talking about a situation where in the formation of observing any Tainus, what about the night before? We know that a normal Tainus, there's nothing the night before. We don't fast that night before. So, but then, what about Tfilas HaTainus? You don't have to talk about Kabbalas HaTainus, the Taminza. But in Yerushalmi, even has the Ritz, the Havalfas, brings Yerushalmi in the second period of Tainus, where they davened a Loshon of Tainus the night before.
What Loshon?
Because, in other words,
what is the Loshon of Tainus the night before?
Well, what it means is that the Chales of the Tainus really starts in the evening. It's that day. But there's Kulis that we don't have the Easter of a Chilul Shtir. We don't do that. But the Tefillah would remain according to that particular language. But Tainus Esther, but the Yerushalmi compares Tainus Esther has none of that. None of that concept whatsoever, because it's a completely different type of a Tainus. It's not, those are only the Tainasim that will be of Divrei Kabbalah or personal Tainasim out of that. That's one of the things that Rav Dolti goes away in trying to discuss that. But I did not go into that and bring down the text for that, because it's not such wave, they're a little bit far out. We're not so used to that. So these things are interesting about why not on Friday? I'll go all the way back to that. But that's an interesting point, whether Tainus Esther or any Nidcha is a Takona Chadosha, or just Mamela. Mamela should be El Shabbos. It's Takona Chadosha, so you make it on Friday. On Thursday. That's what it would be. Okay, thank you for coming.
Kazolti was in the Chutzin with the Lachistan from St. Louis.
Yeah, I know.
So Lachistan's son, Yoshua Eisenstein,
yes.
he should have been mutual life. So he told me years ago when Rosu was still alive, and the big hotel of Plaza had a Deutsche manager, general manager. He said his father, Rosu, was just howled every day that the Deutsche manager should say, because whatever he told the guy, he would do. And the Jews, he always had a fight with them.
That's built into halacha. About the Dean of Mummer, why you can't trust them because they ain't as ill as a product.
Can I direct your papers?
Well, you can. Just don't drop out. I have a lot of papers in between here. I know. I met Rav Zolti.
I never
met him. He gave a talk in the Besden years ago when Rav Steinberg was alive. First place, he was a powerful speaker. He was a speaker. Big personality. I'll never forget a statement that he said. He said, here's how he said it in Yiddish. It had been great to gain in Amanastir today to Ratavan Aisha Aguna. That was a state set in front of the whole man. How far he would go out to help save him. That sensitivity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a great statement. So next week we'll talk about something maybe about Parsha Zohar.
I think you'll be here next week.
Yes, Hashem, I hope so.
Okay,
like this, if one of you doesn't come out of 50% of the audience. Well, wait, here it is. I don't want you to lose it. Make it quick or somebody has to pick me up shortly. Here. Here it is. But there's a lot of papers, so please don't.
No, I don't agree, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Has left the conference.